Someone asked me about the strange practice that we have that we know that when there is no kohen in the shul, then there's no chiyuv to call up a kohen if there's no kohen. The whole mitzvah of calling him up is a mitzvah of b'kidashto, that if there is a kohen, there's a chiyuv to give kavod to him. And once we give kavod to the kohen, we also give kavod to the levi to call him second. However, if there is no kohen there specifically, we don't have to call a levi in the place of the Kohen. We can call a Yisrael, and then once we call up the Yisrael, we don't call up a Levi afterwards. But there's a stranger practice, which is that if there's no Levi in the shul, then we call up a Kohen and we give him both Aliyos. So that's very strange. I would think that maybe you should call up the Kohen and then you should give a Yisrael the next Aliyah, or maybe you should call up one Kohen, give him the first Aliyah, and then if there's no Levi, call up a second Kohen and give him the second Aliyah. So this practice where we basically give one guy two Aliyahs seems a little unfair to everyone else in the shul, and it's a little bit strange to begin with. So in order to understand it, we sort of have to understand what the background behind all of these cases of Dafka calling up certain people and not other people. Meaning, why do we call up, if we call up a Yisrael, Bimkom Kohen, so we don't call up a Levi afterwards? And that's a very simple reason, is that we don't want to confuse people as to the yichus of the individuals who are being called up to the Torah. And therefore, if you call up a Yisrael, and then you call up a Levi after him as if nothing happened, as if nothing changed. So, number one, it's a little bit of a disgrace to the Levi that he got called up after a Yisrael. But more importantly, is that people are going to think that that Yisrael who got called up to the Torah instead of the Kohen is a Kohen, because even though they said Yamod Bimkom Kohen, but either A, this is not actually brought in the Mishnah Berurah, but Lamaisa, people don't always pay such close attention to everything the Gabbai says. Or B, which the Mishnah Berurah does mention, that we are choshish for people who came in later and they might not have heard that they said Bimkom Kohen. Maybe they'll think he was a Kohen. The Raya is that the Levi came up after him, and they will want him to do Birkas Kohanim. They'll want him to, they'll give him certain kibudim that are not roy for a Kohen, and maybe they'll pass over real Kohanim on behalf of him. So we don't want to confuse people as to the yichus of this particular individual. But that's really what we're worried about all along. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey Sif Ches writes, "Im ein Levi beveis haKnesses, there is no Levi in Shul. Kohen shekora rishon mevarach shenis b'makom Levi. A Kohen who got the first Aliyah, he gets a second Aliyah as well in place of a Levi. Avolo Kohen acher, but we don't call a different Kohen kidei shelo yomru shaharishon pogum, because we don't want people to say that the original Kohen was Pogum." So what are we talking about over here? Again, the main concern in these cases is that we should not confuse the yichus of these individuals, either to have people be motzi laz on a particular individual that he's not really the proper yichus that we attributed to him, or that we shouldn't attribute a false, better yichus to a Yisrael or to a Levi than we would to, than he deserves. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtes writes that, what are we afraid of over here? That the first Kohen, let's say the guy's name is Mr. Kohen, he's going to get up there and he's going to get the first Aliyah. And then he finishes his first Aliyah, and now we're going to call up Mr. Katz, and he's going to get the second Aliyah. So the problem there is, what are we doing? We can't call up a second Kohen, because then they're going to say, oh, what happened? Mr. Kohen got up there, and then somebody whispered in the Gabbai's ear, you should realize Mr. Kohen is Pogum, his mother was a Grusha, or whatever, there's something wrong with his Yichus, he's not really a Kohen anymore. And therefore, we're going to call up a second guy, Mr. Katz, instead of him, to be the second Aliyah, because we want to give the at least an early Aliyah, the second Aliyah, to a real Kohen, not this fake Kohen over here who was an imposter and tricked us that he got the first Aliyah. That's what we're afraid people are going to say if you call a second Kohen. Okay, so don't call, it's basically don't call up a second Kohen to get the second Aliyah. Obviously, there's no Levi, and surely can't call up a Levi after him. So call up a Yisrael. So the problem with calling up a Yisrael is that people are then going to say that the Kohen is not really a Kohen, and the Raya is that they didn't call a Levi after him, they called the Yisrael after him. So obviously he wasn't really getting his Aliyah b'Toras Kohen, he was getting his Aliyah b'Toras Yisrael b'Makom Kohen. And therefore you have this problem, you can't call up a second Kohen, because that's going to be cause people to be Motzi Laz on the first Kohen. You can't call up a Yisrael after the Kohen, because that's going to either be, and the primary concern in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chavches is that people are going to be motzi laz on the Kohen and say, look, you called the Yisrael after him, and obviously he's not a real Kohen, or they would have called a Levi after him. Or, you know, not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, but also a possible concern is that we can't call the Yisrael after him, because then people will falsely attribute that the Yisrael is really a Levi. So you have to, you're really stuck, and you end up giving this Kohen the second Aliyah as well, because you can't have any concern. One thing that we see very clearly, and it relates very strongly to Parshas Korach, is that the halacha is extremely concerned, number one, about properly being miyaches kohanim, levim, and yisraelim to their titles, that people should be known for what they really are. They should be proud of what they really are. If you're a Kohen, be proud to be a Kohen. If you're a Levi, same thing. And if you're Yisrael, be proud to be a Yisrael. You know, whatever you are, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you, and you should be, you know, properly attributed as such. And also that we should be very careful that you see that there's a tremendous concern that people will talk, and we don't want people to start spreading rumors of any kind, whether it's about people's yichus, whether it's about people's character, whatever it is. We want to be very careful not to get the people talking. It's a major pitfall of Lashon Hara to get involved in these things. So please, you know, we should all try to obviously follow the halachas correctly, but also to avoid talking about other people, and specifically talking about other people's yichus, and you know, not to spread any types of rumors about others.